Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ganesha Ecosphere Limited 3Q FY24 conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manish Mahawar from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Viren. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I would like to welcome all the participants on the 3Q FY24 earnings call of Ganesha Ecosphere. Today we have Mr. Gopal Agarwal, CFO, Mr. Prashant Khandelwal, Senior Vice President, and Mr. Yash Sharma, Director Ganesha EcoPet from the management. Now I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Agarwal for opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you. Over to Mr. Agarwal.
Yeah, thank you, Manish and Antique Stock Broking for hosting us. Good afternoon to all the participants, and since this is the first call in 2024, I wish you all a very happy new year. Thanks for taking the time to join us in today's earnings call of the company. On behalf of Ganesha Ecosphere, I extend a warm welcome to all of you at third earnings conference call of FY24. I hope all of you might have had a chance to look into our quarterly numbers and investor presentation already available on the exchanges. As we had indicated in our last earnings call that Indian textile sector is facing strong headwinds due to decline in exports from India on one hand, as well as cheaper import of apparel and fabric from China, Vietnam, Bangladesh and the neighboring countries on the other. This has affected the Indian textile sector very adversely, leading to decline in demand as well as drop in prices. Under the shadow of slowdown in textile sector, our operations were slided for a while during H1 FY 2024, but we are pleased to share that our operations have geared up in the third quarter and improved significantly over last two quarters due to stabilization of RPS prices as well as moderation in the prices of raw materials, which improved our gross margins. During the quarter, operational results of our Warangal unit were also improved due to start of dispatches from our RPET granules production line, and we could operate this production line in full stream during the quarter. On coming to the operational and financial performance of the quarter on a standalone basis, company achieved production volume of 28,447 metric ton during the quarter by utilizing the production capacity at 107%. We achieved sales volume of 27,340 metric ton, which is 2.3% improvement over sale volume of 26,728 metric ton during Q3 FY23. Though the average sale price are flat in comparison to last quarter, they witnessed significant drop of about 11% over corresponding last quarter due to downturn in the industry. We registered revenue from operations of Rs. 245.75 crores during the quarter, which is lower by 5.7% from last quarter and 9.23% from Q3 FY23. We earned EBITDA of Rs. 31.29 crores during Q3 FY24. Which is 12.73% of the operating revenues, excluding other income, and is an increase of 372 basis points on quarter-on-quarter and 10 basis points on year-on-year basis. In absolute terms, we earned EBITDA of Rs. 10,999 per ton as against Rs. 7,886 earned during Q2 FY24 and Rs. 11,433 earned during Q3 FY23. That at Rs. 19.55 crore is much better than Rs. 13.34 crore earned during Q2 FY24, though it is lower by Rs. 1.38 crore from PAT of Rs. 20.93 crore earned during Q3 FY23. Now, coming over to 9 months performance, we achieved operating revenue of Rs. 738.17 crore, which is lower by 15.91% over corresponding previous period due to steep drop in prices of our finished products. We earned EBITDA of Rs. 71.95 crore during first 9 months of current financial year and is lower by 103 basis point over 9 month period of FY23. PAT at Rs. 41.55 crore is also lower from PAT of Rs. 56.18 crore earned during 9 month FY23. EBITDA and PAT is lower due to subdued performance during H1 of current financial year we faced. At consolidated level, we achieved operational revenue of Rs. 284.83 crore and EBITDA of rupees 39.98 crore during the quarter, which is 14.03% of operational revenue. During 9 months period, company achieved operating revenue of 1817.40 crore and EBITDA of rupees 90.80 crore. The profitability at rupees 18.98 crore is quite lower because of impact on profits of state-run business during first half on account of slowdown in industry and incidence of higher interest and depreciation expense of subsidiaries, as operation of Warangal unit has started to pick up from third quarter onwards. So it is from my side. Now I would like to hand over the call to Yash to share updates of our business. Yeah, yes, please.
Thanks a lot, Gopal. Good afternoon to everyone. I welcome all of you to our quarter 3 and 9 months financial year 24 earnings call. I will quickly share key business updates before taking up your queries. As rightly explained by Gopal, we are more or less back on track after a subdued performance achieved during the first half of financial year 24, owing to the downturn in the textile sector due to slower export demands, cheap imports, particularly from China, and overcapacities of polyester in the Southeast Asian countries. Though the settling of dust in textile sector is still far from over, we could slightly improve our performance coming from targeted marketing strategies, improving product portfolio mix, and strong staff sourcing network. We could bring efficiencies in operations with sourcing of raw materials at lower costs and rationalizing the operational costs as well. Our RPET bottle-to-bottle chips business has started to operate in full swing now, and we operated the existing production line at 86% capacity utilization during the quarter. Second production line of the granules as well as RPSF expansion capacity in Warangal are presently under commissioning and will be operational hopefully by the end of current month, making operations of our Warangal unit much more robust. The third production line of RPET granules is also under transit and expected to reach at site by the next month and expected to be commercially operational by June 2024. With approvals of our products from many marquee brands domestically as well as globally and getting repeat orders, we now have a very fair visibility of the market through targeted, though the marketing of recycled filament yarns will still take a couple of quarters to reach at optimum utilization levels owing to the downturn in the textile industry. After implementation of the aforesaid production lines, first leg of our expansion should be up and operational to fuel the further growth of the business, rationalizing the debt levels and enhancing the long-term resources. We have also issued equity shares worth rupees 350 crores and warrants worth rupees 150 crores to institutional investors and promoters of the company. Fundraising has been completed during first week of the February 2024. This will help us solidify and even strengthen our strategic position in the recycling industry going forward. With this, we would now invite you for any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Ashish Sodhi from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so regarding the headwinds, when do you think or how long it can last? Because we are seeing recession in different parts of the world also. So what's your take on that? First question.
Yeah, so definitely you see, you are right. There is currently undergoing a downward trend in the textile segment. Honestly, it's very difficult to comment right now on till how long it can go on. The experts have suggested that, it might take around a year or so until again the textile industry, starts getting to good utilization levels. So that is the current expectation that we have. But yeah, it's very difficult to really predict, what the future scenario would look like.
Okay. The second question on is this line you said, something is getting operational in February end and something in June end. So when do you think we can reach some optimal level of utilization for these two lines you mentioned in your opening remarks?
Yeah, so we are having the fair visibility about the offtake of the rPET granules in the next year. So we are expecting the second line and third line will be fully utilized by the end of June itself.
Okay. And what about the third line? You said something will be operational by Q1 end. What about that?
So that will be fully utilized in September. We are expecting in September 2024.
Okay. So based on all these factors, any growth guidance you are thinking right now or you're aspiring for next financial year?
Yeah. So for next financial year, we are expecting a revenue growth of about 50% from current run rate.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. All the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jenish Karia from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. First is just a clarification. When we say 87% utilization in the rPET granules, it is the 14,000-ton lines in South India which operate at 87% and not the entire plant, right?
Correct. Yeah. It is for the rPET granule line only. Yeah.
Okay. So what about the EPSF line and the filament line? How are those lines ramping up, and what is the expectation for the next year for these two products?
Yeah. So yes, already told that filament yarn will take another some more quarters to ramp up because of the downturn in the textile industry. And PPSF is already scaling up. So we are presently operating at about 50%. And next one or two quarters, it would be at optimum capacity utilization.
Sure. Thank you. Next is on the margins. You mentioned in the opening remarks that the business benefited from cheaper sourcing of raw materials. So was it because of the North plant sourcing raw materials from Nepal, or is there something else with regards to raw material prices?
No. So we are talking about the general scenario of the raw material prices which we sourced within the country itself.
Okay. Next is for the South plant, if I look at the subsidiary financials, we operated around 22% utilization levels. Considering the filament yarn and PPSF line is still underutilized and rPET granules is only utilized at a full level, do you expect the South plant EBITDA to cross 25% guidance that we were giving earlier, or you want to maintain that guidance?
So we never given the EBITDA guidance of 35% in South plant.
25%, right?
Yeah. So it is product to product. It is product to product. But overall, we have given the guidance of over 20% EBITDA margins in our South plant, which we hopefully achieve during next financial year. 18%-20% EBITDA margin as a whole from the South plant will be achieved.
Okay. So my question was actually, in the current quarter, you already achieved 22% kind of margin in the South plant. So you want to up that guidance of 20% also?
No. Basically, all the products have not been operational. So the rPET facility as well as the PSF capacity will also be operational, hopefully, by the end of this month. And so we are talking about the blended margin of 18%-20% going forward.
Understood. That's helpful. So next is on the fundraise that we have done, how much capacity do we plan to put using this fund? Where will these capacity come in, and will any debt be utilized for setting up the new capacity?
So for the fundraise from the market, we are going ahead with one more production line, and hopefully, it will be at Warangal location. But we are first going for the ordering of the plant and machinery, and we are looking for the suitable locations. So we will come back to the investors when we will finalize the location. But as of now, we are discussing on the location.
Okay. No debt will be involved in the future CapEx expansions or.
We have not made any great expansion plan as of now. We are discussing the expansion plan, and whenever any expansion plan will be finalized, we will let you know. Of course, we have raised the capital, so we are not looking for any debt as of now.
Understood. Just one last question. Varun Beverages on their call mentioned that Indorama is setting up two lines by end of next year. Any pressure on the raw material pricing or on the utilization levels that we are seeing for the next year? Any commentary on that?
Not really. Basically, you see that the raw material availability in India is also growing at very unprecedented levels right now. The PET consumption in India itself is growing at 13% CAGR approximately as of today. Because the consumptions are increasing at a very, very good rate in India right now, because India was already on subpar consumption, sub-average consumption levels if you compare globally. Not really. We don't think it should be a problem because we already have a very good footprint in the raw material sourcing part, and we source raw materials on a very good, very big scale today, and because of which our raw material sourcing capabilities are quite strengthened as of today. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. That's helpful. I'll come back in with you for more questions. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Suraj Nawandhar from Sampada Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. What is the debt as on December on our balance sheet?
Sorry, Suraj, I couldn't get you.
What is the debt? What is the debt on the balance sheet as on December?
As on December, the net debt is about 600 crore.
Sorry, come again, sir. How much?
The net debt is about 600 crore.
600 crore. Okay.
Yes.
Sir, for how many days did we get in Q3 our new line that we are starting in Telangana? For how many days did we operate it in full capacity?
So, you see, the capacity utilization product to product basis. So on in rPET general, we are already at 87% in the last quarter, and in the current quarter, we are expecting at about 90%. And the other ones which are being operational by the end of this month, so we are expecting to get the full utilization in the next quarter.
Yes, but in Q3, how many did we operate that line at 86% capacity for the whole of the 3 months, or did we get only 1 month, 15, 20 days?
No. It is for the quarter. It is for the quarter.
Okay, so for full Q3, we operated at 86%?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, what was the revenue from the Telangana plant, if you can give out that separate number?
Yes. So basically from the Telangana plant, the revenue, the additional incremental revenue is about 40 crore.
40 crore?
40 crore, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That will be all. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rumit from Kois Invest. Please go ahead.
Hi. Wanted to ask, how much of output will continue to remain focused towards textile sector? And what percentage can we expect moving towards bottle grade FMCG sector or other FMCG sectors?
So presently, most of our products, our main product is rPSF, and that is for the textile value chain, be it clothing or it is a technical and nonwoven textiles or the stuffing. So primarily it is for the textile sector. Yeah, but going forward, we are going for this rPET granules, so this is for the packaging sector. And Presently, we are having the 14,000-ton line, which is about 10% of our overall production capacity. But after the expansion of our two more lines from Warangal itself, it will be around 54-55% of the overall revenue from the Warangal unit.
So in terms of tonnage, what percentage would be towards non-textile? And number two, would the realization from non-textile be higher and the gross margin be higher?
So basically, in the next year, we would be having the total installed capacity of about 79,000 tons in our Warangal unit. So out of which 42,000 will be for the rPET granules. So it is almost 54-55% of the total. And so the revenue is different from the different products, revenue realization. So in case of filament yarn, the realizations are much more than these rPET granules. But in case of fiber, it is lower than the rPET granules.
In your presentation, I saw about 90 rupees per kg realization or 90,000 per ton realization, which is predominantly textile focused. Non-textile would also be around 90,000 per ton or higher or lower. Can you give us some guidance on that? And number two, this product...
This is 90,000 tons for the textile business. Yeah, but of course, mainly it is of the RPSF business. And of course, for the packaging sector, the realization is more than this 90 rupees.
Okay. And the increase in the south plant of 22% EBITDA, that is because of higher realizations or any other factor? Because overall, the EBITDA margins are around 12%, I believe.
Yeah. It is because of the higher realizations. Yeah.
So, sir, why are we getting higher realization in South when the overall textile segment we're getting a lower realization?
So you see, it also depends on the product mix. In textiles, there is a huge product range ranging from 75 rupees a kg of a product to 120 rupees a kg of the product as well. So our idea in the last con call also, we had told that the idea is that we are working very, very aggressively on making a better product marketing mix for us by entering specialized products, by entering into special rope dyed value added products, and even in the textile segment. So it really is a blended, the average realizations are a blended pricing of these different varieties of products, and there are more than 500 varieties of what we do today. So it's not really, it's very difficult to, comment on how and why. Basically, in the South India plant, we have designed our lines in a way that we will be able to, and we are focusing on much more value-added products and different kind of a product portfolio than what we have done in the existing capacities. So because of that, profitability as well as the realizations are slightly different.
Understood. And one last question. As we spoke about Indorama adding capacity, I think there's a capex being done by all the large players in this space. How do you see with the added capacity across all players, the impact on demand from the customer side and the feedstock pricing on the raw material side?
Sure. So basically, definitely, yes, the capacities are coming up. And in fact, the demand, if you look today, there is a huge demand that is going to be created in the next coming 5 years, because today the consumption of rPET granules in India is almost at 0%, and it is going to go to 50% in the next 60% in the next 5 years. So a market of 1 million tons of rPET is going to be created, and the current capacities are not even 5% of what is needed. So for the next couple of years, there's going to be a huge growth scenario, both from the demand as well as the supply side. So, there's a new market which is going to be created in India for the same. And on the feedstock price, yes, obviously in the short term, there might be, some variations feedstock pricing, because, it's going to be in demand. But at the same time, a lot of PET-based input material or the consumption of PET is also growing unprecedentedly right now in India, both in packaging as well as textiles. So a lot of feedstock is also coming to the market on a daily basis. A lot of switch is happening polymers towards PET because of its recycling benefits, because of its sustainability benefits. And so the availability of raw material is also increasing parallelly at a very high growth rate.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amrish Kumar from Geosphere Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So just wanted to understand if you have had any further conversations with other beverage companies or other food companies or FMCG companies for the supply of rPET chips. And what is the demand looking like for FY25?
Yeah, so basically, definitely we are working with over 40 brands right now in India as well as globally regarding our rPET for our rPET granule market. And we have got all around 15 approvals already, and the other ones are under final stages of product trials and approvals and all that. So for FY25, we see a very strong demand and fair visibility for our offtake our capacity to a very good optimum utilization level.
Okay. So, sir, taking 87% utilization for last quarter, I would believe that you would have sold about 3,000 tons of rPET chips. And in next year, we would have a capacity of 28,000 tons for the full year and about 42,000 tons for at least 6 months, right?
Correct, correct.
So what do we think that how much chips can we sell in next year?
Next year, we are hopeful to deliver about 90% capacity utilization for the 28,000 ton, and for the 14,000 ton, we are expecting another the production about 7,000 to 8,000 ton for the 6 to 7 months operations.
Yeah,
got it. Sir, any guidance on as to how much more profit you earn on rPET chips compared to your RPSF? Any color would very very much be helpful.
So see, definitely the margin profile currently is slightly better than the textile business, although we are working to improve our margin profile on the textile business also, but not really comment right now margin profile due to the sensitivity of the nature of the product. Definitely we are trying to improve our margin profile overall on both textiles and packaging as well. So yeah, it is definitely better than the current textiles.
And sir, third line will be operational by June, and what about fourth and fifth line?
We are planning for the fourth line, orders of which will be given very soon. And for the fifth line, we have not yet decided, so we are discussing. And okay. As and when we finalize, we will come back.
Of one line, sir, one line of 14,000 tons.
So we are also working on the cost because of the changes in scenario and the delivery time for the production line, which will be slightly different from the cost which we have already incurred on the three lines. Okay.
So let me ask this question. So what was the cost for first, second, and third lines?
So it is very difficult to because of the entire Warangal project has been having the so many production lines. It is RPSF, it is TPSF, it is a B2B granules, and also it is a filament yarn. Most of the civil work and the utilities are common. So it is difficult to carve out a precise cost for a single line of the rPET.
Got it. Okay. Thank you so much, sir, and look forward to even better performance in the coming quarter. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amrish.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Giriraj Daga from Visaria Family Trust. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. So actually, I'm new to the company, so I'll have some of the first clarification while I was going through the presentation. You mentioned that second line of rPET granules will start by June. But when I look at your PPT, slide number, the presentation 124, You mentioned that Alembic Granules capacity is 14,000 ton, and I believe that the entire capacity is commissioned, right?
So basically, there are three production lines we are talking. So one is already up and operational, and that, for that we have mentioned we are already operating at 86% in Q3. And the second line is under implementation, which is hopefully to be operational by the end of this month. And third line is under dispatch, and that will be that is also expected to be operational by June 24. So overall, three production lines are there.
And the combined three will have 14,000 ton.
42,000 ton. Combined is 42,000 ton. One line is 14,000 ton.
Okay, so the we have an rPET capacity of 42,000 ton.
Correct.
At Warangal.
Yes.
And then we also mentioned B2F chip and filament yarn of 12,240, RPSF of 12,600, and PPSF of 10,800. These yes. are the additional capacities.
Yes, yes, these are the capacities. So after the implementation of these two additional rPET lines, the combined capacity will be around 78,000 ton at Warangal plant.
Okay, okay. So have you commissioned, like when are the timeline for commissioning of these three lines?
We have already informed that the second line is to be operational by the end of this month, and the third line is expected to be installed and operational by June 24. So by June 24, our entire capacity of 78,000 tons will be operational.
June 24.
Yeah.
How much capex you have put in Warangal so far?
So it is about 600 crores.
Total capex. Total capex or we have spent so far total, sir?
Yeah, so far we have incurred 600 crores, and the total capex is expected around 650 crores for entire project, yeah.
Okay. My next question is on the debt mentioned number you mentioned, 600 crore. This is before QIP money coming in, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So the obviously after the QIP money has come in, the debt would have gone down.
Correct.
Okay, okay. Second, like when you mentioned, like I believe you gave the 15% revenue growth guidance. Is it more like just a general guidance, or because the numbers look very different than what you are guiding on the production side of it?
Can you please come again?
So under 78,000, when you look at the utilization, what you are guiding, probably your production will be at least 25% higher compared to last year, total production.
The production would also be higher by 50%.
50, you mentioned.
Yeah, 50, yeah, 50.
Sorry, I thought 15%.
No, 50, 50%.
Okay, okay. So when I look at the realization, what I was doing the math of the 3,000 unit, 3,000 basically TPA, on that 40 crore of revenue, I was getting somewhere about 130, 132 rupees kind of a realization. Is this a number what you are getting from the PET chips?
No, it is a combination of the some filament yarn, some PPSF and some chips.
Okay, so the rPET would be still higher than that, this number also.
No, it's lower.
It's lower.
Okay. Shravata, thank you from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Chinese Karya from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the follow-up. Any comments on the implementation of the EPR guidelines? I understand our clients are global and they have their own internal targets, but how is the guidelines, India guidelines being implemented on ground?
Yeah, so as of yet, the update that we have is that it will be implemented as planned. So that is the latest update that we have from the governments.
In the South plant, we have some subsidies. Since the production has begun, do we expect any subsidies to flow through in FY24 and FY25?
Yeah, we are expecting. The production has been started, and so we have also filed our applications for the subsidies. We are expecting the subsidy to come from in next financial year.
Can you quantify the amount?
Yeah, so there are a number of factors on which the subsidy is depending upon. The authorities are in the process of finalizing the investment and the within the parameters of their scheme. So the exact number we will be able to inform once the authorities finalize our investment and all those things as per their parameters.
So you mentioned that we'll be targeting a revenue production growth of 50% in FY25. Any guidance on the margin front?
Yeah, so the overall margins, we are expecting about 15 to 16% EBITDA margins on overall basis.
Okay, so that's helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Soni from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So you spoke about 1 million ton demand in 5 to 6 years. So what's your ambition to capture how much percentage of this, and what sort of capex for capturing this demand, whatever you're thinking right now?
So we are expecting to capture, to remain a significant player in this overall demand cycle, in demand growth cycle. And but we cannot give you any ballpark number as of now, but surely we will be expecting to remain a significant player in this entire
demand. But is it like 20-30% sort of thing? What's your ambition?
Yeah, of course, of course, of course, of course. We are having the ambition of 25-30% market share.
And what about capex? How much capex will be required to achieve this percentage share you mentioned, approximately?
So the capex we have to work out for that.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Suraj Navandar from Sampada Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, upon the raw material security, is there any scope to import the raw material?
Yeah, so raw scrap bottles we cannot import. It is banned in the country. But yes, government has allowed 15% of the waste flats, allowed import of waste flats up to 15% of the production achieved in the last year. So whatever the production we achieve, we will be achieving in FY24, 15% of that will be allowed to be imported in the form of PET flakes to us.
Okay, and that is easily available, or there is also, we have a very tight situation?
Sorry?
That washed flakes, which we can import, is it easily available or also on
So basically some of the washed flakes is coming from our Nepal unit, and we are also exploring other countries where we can source the washed flakes. But as of now, as the material is amply available in the country itself, so we are not much focusing on the import side.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rumi from Kois Invest. Please go ahead.
I would like to understand what is the correlation of the customer pricing with respect to virgin materials. Are we getting a premium? Is it similar? Is it at a discount? And secondly, if the oil prices dip in futures, do you see that as one of the key business risks?
Right, so basically, yes, you are right. There is currently a 10% premium in the recycled PET market as compared to the virgin PET market. Also because the cost of manufacturing are also on the side as well when you compare it to virgin PET granules. Coming on to the crude side, so, definitely currently, since the recycled PET market is fairly new, it is always being compared to the virgin PET market. But if you look at the developed economies worldwide, globally, at some point of time there is going to be a delinkage between the virgin PET polymer and the recycled PET polymer. Recycled PET polymer is going to be is going to be in use, and because of the regulations which will be applicable for usage of recycled polymer, and not because as a choice to use it in the packaging applications. So definitely currently there is a linkage, but going forward in the coming years, as we develop and the industry matures, there is going to be a de-linkage. So it is not going to depend really on the crude oil costs, crude oil prices. It is going to depend on the collection cost and the recycling cost, which will be there to use the waste bills.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you everyone for joining us today on the call. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. We also thanks to Mr. Manish for hosting this call. Have a good day. Thank you.
On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.